This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. Letitia Carson was an early settler who challenged Oregon's black exclusion laws to successfully claim a homestead of her own. Letitia was born into slavery in Kentucky around 1815. Little is known about her early life. In 1844, when she was about 30 years old, she traveled overland from Missouri with Irish immigrant David Carson. It is unclear if Letitia was enslaved by David. The two had a daughter together who was born during the trip west, and then a second child in 1849. Upon arriving in Oregon in 1845, David Carson registered a land claim of 640 acres in Benton County with Letitia as a married couple. No marriage certificate exists, however, and Oregon officials reduced the Carson claim to 320 acres the next year, as they did not recognize his alleged marriage to Letitia. In 1852, David Carson died without a will. The executor of the estate, Greenberry Smith, sold his land and livestock. Letitia believed she and her children were entitled to the property as David's survivors, but the executor disputed her claim by emphasizing that she could not be legally married to David, and thus was not entitled to act as his beneficiary. As an added insult, Letitia was forced to pay Smith $100 for the recovery of some of her own necessities, like her bed. At that time, the Oregon Territory's exclusion laws expressly prohibited blacks from residing in Oregon, owning land in the territory, or filing suit in Oregon courts. However, the Carsons had arrived before Oregon was a territory, which exempted them from those exclusion laws. Letitia Carson recognized this and sued Smith in the Benton County Court to recover an equitable portion of the property. She claimed that if she was not David's legal wife, then she must have been his employee, and that she was due back payment for her years of service. In May of 1855, an all-white jury agreed with Letitia's suit and determined that she was due $530 for her uncompensated services as David's employee. After that victory, Carson sued Smith again, this time for the value of the property sold. Again, the courts agreed with Carson, and she was awarded $1,600 for the unlawful sale of her cattle, property, and for her court fees. After the cases were resolved, Carson and her children moved to Douglas County, where they lived in the home of one of Letitia's friends. In 1862, President Abraham Lincoln signed the Homestead Act into law, which, unlike the Donation Land Act, did not bar blacks from filing a claim. Carson filed a claim for 160 acres on South Myrtle Creek in Douglas County. Although freed slave was a filing option, Carson instead filed as a widow. The claim took 7 years to certify, but was approved in 1869, making her the only black woman in Oregon to successfully secure a federal land claim. Letitia and her children developed the property into a ranch with a two-story house, barn, smokehouse, and orchard with over 100 fruit trees. She lived there until her death in 1888. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.